Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say, the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scamming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came over, because it wouldn't be good. good till the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rib is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that track. That was my little poetry. I hope you guys enjoyed the show so far. And I appreciate you guys bearing with me. With the whole I'm modern. What's up? We got Carlos.
And some began to say the threats. I talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
On a cool morning in April, while going through the motions within my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness, the present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where any of my kindred rest. In a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, leaves over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence as a pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen. I've been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise somewhere. It is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began. Within my chamber on the fourth morning in April, in the 1968th year since the death of Christ, another went to the cross, cares, giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology, but what is a bullet to do? When the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self.
I will be facing What's up?
China, I can hear you barely, sweetheart. You're having a little...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That's a little bit better there. I don't know how we're going to sound. It sounds like you're in your car. Hello? Yeah, you're going in and out, sweetie. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm trying to talk. Can you hear me now? Or can...
Going in and out.
Yes, we're both going in and out, China. I think we're having a little technical difficulty tonight. And I can't hear you.
Is that better?
So why not try it again?
Is that better?
That's a tad bit better. All right, now I can hear you. If we can conversate, we'd be good.
One second, let me try to sleep comfortably, okay?
You're still going in and out. I just let it go. Okay, I'll do that then. All right, this is just for you too, China. I found this in my stash. It says, Lady Inspiration, that should be your name. Because in just this brief time, you changed the entire game. Well, maybe I already had it in me, but you made me see that there is hope. You gave me the courage to move forward, and most of all, you threw me a rope. You offered to help me, and then it just got started right away. And you left me speechless, and I really didn't know what to say. And that was my cue. It was time for me to make a move, and I refuse to be denied my destiny. I will not lose. And to you, I say thanks for relighting my fire. You are a true blessing to those around you because you really do inspire. And that was that. Just for you. And I hope you heard it. And if you can hear me, China, y'all go ahead and y'all do y'all thing, but I really can't hear you. I can't hear your side of the mic right now. You're going in and out, China. It's really bad tonight. That's a little better, but it's going in and out with your open mic. I don't know if we can be able to hear each other like that.
All right, I'm going to fall back on the open mic for a second. Y'all ride with me on the fly, and I'll be stationary.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so y'all just ride with me.
All right. I'll be here anyway. You know that.
Oh, I got you, man. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I'm trying to make some.
That's what's up. I get a repost and I get my folks to chime back in, of course.
All right, well, do me a favor. Hold for me real quick.
If you can hear me, if they can hear me, I'll read something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I can be heard.
I can hear you clearly. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, if y'all can hear me clearly.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Part two of The Preacher and the Dope Fiend.
Let's do it.
It says, here we go again, y'all. The boys are back on the scene. This is part two of The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. See, the former dope fiend is now preaching. Remember, God had changed his ways. And the preacher himself, he done destroyed his wealth. He actually took the dope fiend's place. See, it may have been worse because his feelings was hurt. He couldn't believe that he disappointed all the folks in that church. He was ashamed to show his face, and I can even understand why. And the only way that he could deal with it was to continue to keep getting high. So day in and day out, that's all the Reverend did. It cost him his job, his wife, and the respect of his kids. So now he got nothing to live for. He live a life one dub at a time. And if he didn't have enough cash to get him a blast, he just went and got him a bottle of wine. That's the way he continued his new lifestyle. Yeah, and it's funny how time flies. See, he was ready to throw in the towel, and you could see it in his eyes. Well, one day, while sitting on the tree, getting high and drinking gin, he had a real interesting conversation with one of his so-called friends. See, the friend, he didn't have no job. He was just barely getting by. But every Sunday afternoon, he would come by and watch football and get high. And Rev said, man, how do you pull this off? You do the same thing every week. And dude said, Rev, I try to tell you, me and the boys, we go to that church, that new church right up the street. He said, they give you food and clothes. Said they give food and clothes to those in need. And I don't know, probably a lot more. But that pastor that they got, I can't even say a lot. But hey, that's my boy. See, I met him at the store one day while I was out trying to hustle up me some change. And then he gave me this offer that I thought was kind of strange. He said, Monday services start at 8. And the last one, the Sunday services start at 8. And it lasts till about 10. They have a brief intermission for those that slept late. And then they do at 11, they do it all over again. And Will said, what difference does that make? Said, none of y'all boys are saved. And dude said, Rev, you're missing the point. I was trying to explain to you how we be getting paid. He said, pastor said $10 for Sunday school and $20 for every service that you attend. Remember, they get out at 10, and at 11, they right back at it again. He said, I can get $5 for just bringing over one of my friends. That's $55 every Sunday. I can't even wait to go again. Said, as a matter of fact, he said to the Rev, he said, we've got revival coming up next week. I done told all the boys, and we're going to be rolling up there pretty deep. He said, you can pull up and join us. I let Pastor even hook you up with the pay. And with this revival, hey, man, there's no way we can get paid every single day. And at that moment, the Rev had a flashback about the guy he tried to help back in his days. And after the guy, he kept coming to church, and he eventually changed his ways. But it was also the beginning of his demise. His hands had started to shake, and you could see all of that in his eyes. And nothing that Rev could do to stop the falling of his tears, and what he thought was a couple of months, had actually been a couple of years. And dude could tell that Rev was feeling sad, and he was known for being funny. So he said, Rev, man, you ain't got to listen to that pastor. We just going in there to get that money. He said, I clapped at every song, and I show everybody some love, and I do it all week long, just as long as pastor keeps sliding me them doves. So back to the football game. They went, having themselves a real good time. But no matter how high they got, the Rev still had a lot on his mind. Yeah, the Redskins lost. The Giants beat Philly, and we already know that the Cowboys won. But before the last game was over, that Graham that dude bought, it was gone. He said, so I see you tomorrow. And dude was scheming. He was making plans for church Monday evening. And Will was like, man, I'm not going. You go ahead. I really don't care about that church and their bread. Sean, I gotta stop right here, baby. If I need to keep going, I got plenty more, but.
Yo, it was hot,
man. It's a whole story. I don't even know where to start at because I got, like I said, man, I got so much. The preacher and the dope fiend is a true story. It never stops. And I got another couple of chapters right here into it, man. But I still haven't finished it, and I just don't know where to. But, yeah, that's just how the story going. And I was just. The preacher and the dope fiend. The second dope fiend is trying to get the preacher to come back to church with him. That's where I stopped at right now. And I was just getting. I haven't read it since I wrote it. So that's why I was getting a little.
I was into it. I
was like, oh my God, a part two, but I just played part one. And then you did part two, so that was hot. Yeah, and it's a never ending story, and hopefully I get a chance to get it like I want to, man, and I can I think it's so long though, Shana. It's just it's gonna be so long, man. It's just, I like the story. I hope everybody else like it. I hope, you know what I mean. And hopefully, and let everybody know you could just have to try to stay focused, and when it's your time, it's your time.
Right.
I think that's how you say it. Something
right.
Like that.
Yeah, so I appreciate y'all being with me, man. I'm almost about to sit there about 30 more minutes, but I'm still with you. But can you do me one more favor?
You're going out again, China.
Help me out a little bit. Huh?
You was going out again.
I said, can you do me one more favor? Give me one more piece.
Do you one more piece?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me turn the page right quick, and I will. One more for me. Okay, I just go back to this first one. Y'all remember this one? This is one of the ones I read back in, called A Bag Full of Lies. Say, come on, come on. We have an unlimited supply. I got enough for you all. I'm passing out free lines. Get whatever size you want, either big, small or big. You can stock up for your spouse, and I even got a few for your kids. It really makes no difference. Just tell me your situation. I can make you smile, sound smart without any education. Don't take me for granted, for this is not a joke. I can make you a baller, even though that you're broke. I can make you a saint, even though you're a crook. And I can make you a star just by putting you on Facebook. You can be self-employed or a big-time dealer. Or you can be the realest dude around, and everybody know that you're a squiller. I can turn a deadbeat into a father figure, the best dad in the world. I can turn a hoe into a housewife, just wouldn't know that it's your girl. Just tell me what you need, and I would be glad, to hook you right up. But please be sure to keep up with them all. And yo, good luck. Because even though the privileges, enjoy all your privileges and rejoice with all your reward and with all your rewards. But when the consequences come back around, remember that they are all yours. Don't bring them back to me. Those lives can't be returned. And if you didn't already know, then today you must learn that honesty is the best answer. It will keep things settled. Lies will make things worse. The truth will always make it better. If you can keep your lies in order, they will work for a little while. And as long as the other person is ignorant or they got the mindset of a child. But what's done in the dark for sure is going to come to the light. And if you think you're getting away, then hey, you just might. But if you ever get caught and someone discover your disguise, come on back to me again and I keep a bag full of lies. There
wow.
You go.
That was hot.
When I take the time to do it, I think I got some interesting stories, but it's just my life story, things that I experienced, man. And I know I got as much dirt as I've done, I got a lot to do to help people. And I'm just trying to find a way to let folks know, man, that you can make it out of whatever situation that you're in.
Sorry,
and there's a better way. There's a better way. If you seek a better way, you can find a better way. And it's there. It's right out there for us, man. Yeah.
But look, Carlos, I know you ain't even stand for this, but I need you to stay on the line with me. My co-host for a second. If I'm doing this, if I go out, just be on my
face. I can't hardly hear you. Say that again.
I said, I might need you to call with me a little bit. Just in case I go out a little bit, you'll still be on the line, okay?
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. If you get quiet and if you stay quiet too long,
yeah,
I'll do what I can, Tanya.
I'm almost done.
I do what I can. All right, I do what I can.
All right, we got Willie on the line. What's up, Willie, a.k.a. Wisdom? What's up, Willie?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I appreciate y'all bearing with me. I'm almost done. I'm on the road.
Yeah. I hear you a little bit. Your voice is cracking up a little bit, but I guess that's the perception.
Willie, I'm on the other end. We can hear us just fine. So, yo, if she go in and out, just do your thing. What you got for us tonight?
I got for you tonight. Something that I worked on this evening that I think is okay, I guess. But I'm gonna try it. Letter to God. Dear God, thanks for your grace. I'm still alive at 55. The year was 1963, and I can't believe that they didn't want me. I was born breech and 2 months early. I was my oldest sister's little baby brother. She kept me in her arms and fed me until I grew. They wouldn't let me out of the crib until I was 2. As years passed, the doctor said that I wouldn't grow. Then one summer, I grew and grew until I was 6'2". The grace of God is so wonderful. I'm still alive at 55. I could have died as a preemie, but I didn't. I could have drowned when I was left at the pond at 10 because I couldn't swim, but I didn't. I could have died when we were hit by a drunk driver, but I didn't. I could have died when the car ran the stop sign, but I didn't. I could have died when the driver ran the stop light, but I didn't. I could have died the night the neighbor shot at her boyfriend, but I didn't. I could have even died when the governing corporation flattened my tires, but I didn't. So tell me, who's taking care of you? God, I'm still alive at 55.
Amen.
I like that, Will. I like that. I hope I still be alive at 65.
Oh, 55.
Say, hey, I got a few years to get into.
Hey, China. I'm starting my. In 5 months, I'll be 55. This month, I'll be 55 in 5 months. So I'm gonna do a 55 tour, and basically what that is from now until the day I turn 55. I will be talking about a lot of things that I've done in life that have brought me this far. And so each week I'll be doing something different and talking about something different that has happened in my life. And I'll try to, you know, put it into some words so people can see that, you know, we don't have to give up on life. We got to keep striving each year to live to the next year and on and on and on. So, you know, God decides to take us home. And so instead of listening to what other folks saying about, you know, us as black people, black women, black men, that we're going to die young and all this other crap, what we got to do is just find a way to keep pressing forward each day that God allow our eyes to open up. And like I say, I'll go ahead and try to start setting up for my I'm Alive at 55 birthday party. I'm going to call it a tour. Basically, I'm going to be giving people a tour of my life and where I've come from and where I am at and where I'm headed for the remainder of my life. And thank you all so much for listening.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You know, sharing that wisdom and that fun with me. I really like that because it just, like, you showed your, you know, like, just where you've gone from, you got so far. And I'm like,
I'm still here, y'all, if y'all can hear me. I know China is going in and out, y'all, if y'all can hear that. She'll be posted up in just a second, hopefully.
Yeah,
we got somebody else on the line, China.
Yeah, we got Truth. What's up, Truth?
What's up?
What's up? I appreciate you. Can you hear me, Truth?
Truth, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
All right,
Drew. Hello. Say what? Say that again.
Back to back. Give us two back to back.
All right, I got you. Here we go. So I lay in my den thinking about my supper, what it is that I want to eat. Will I do what I need to do before I am defeated? Will I be dedicated in my loins? The voice that I'm speaking, for the words that I understand where my prosperity lies. How can I sit in a tree before I jump and fly, before I soar? Yes, that's right. Eagles fly alone. Don't need no company. Don't need no help. So I continue to soothe my wings by flying, by soaring, reaching the heights of my destiny, becoming a legacy among legends, flying before my strength is made. I'm transparent, unorthodox with the meanings of the reasons for my treason, just the seasons with festering open sores, opening doors, like wild boars on a grill, understanding what's real. Truth to this, the drama is a thrill. So it is surreal. All right, that's the first one. The second one is butterflies. Butterflies, they fly beautiful, colorful, bountiful, gracefully through the air, understanding life with those in despair, who is covering for debiers, my souvenirs, things that I keep within hiding, like my butterflies. They're always lurking around with this space, coloring the space shapes to warn off their predators, to understand prior mantises love greatness with their own identity of the theses. Butterflies, an illusion of a great fluttering of wings too fast for you to see, sometimes optional with the courses that they choose. It is a subliminal advertising that I don't love, confused by my own reason. I love to see where I'm going. As a butterfly always understands the cocoon of its own soul, it is bedeviled by the lava that it betrays as it flies to become meek and beautiful. They found it not like moths, colorful but ugly, but beautiful, with bounty, truth, raw.
Oh, I love butterfly. That. I love butterflies.
Yeah, and I like that myself.
Thanks. Thank you.
I heard you say illusions of butterflies.
Yeah, butterflies, butterflies, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something with them butterflies. It's going to be part of the jury line, some butterflies for the ladies.
That sounds like it's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody, that was true. Stay on the line. I'm almost done, y'all. I appreciate your patience. All right. Everybody that was true, and we got Unique in the building. What's up with Trusty Unique?
Hey, lady. How you doing? It's okay. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and do my poetry real quick because I know you got some issues going on. So no problem.
Okay.
Finding the faith to let go. I accept you for who you are. You accept me for who I am. Let us accept ourselves for those same sympathies. There is no jealousy from me to you, and I roll as if there is none from you. If all was right, I would be happy. I am no longer content. And as I saw it last night, the more that I'm looking for is found within. I want no other, but I'm repulsed by what I have allowed to become. I take full blame, though I know it is shared. My heart is where it needs to be. I am not looking for glory tenfold. I just want what you're not willing to give. Someday soon, I hope you will see the hope I have in you and me. Just because I see does not mean I believe. I need to believe in that which I do not see. Let it go, and God will take control. Someone has to be in charge. It just does not have to be me. I'm going to do one more real quick, and hopefully you'll be able to get the next people on and everybody can hear a little bit better. Okay, this one's called Secret. It's our little secret. I have no secret greater than that which I have now. I have attempted something that is as it is and will remain until a time when God does seem to say it is appropriate. This is a time I am not soon to forget, and yet I seem to see it less and less. I would have liked it to have blossomed, but it would have perished, and the thing left behind would be scarred. As it is now, perhaps something stronger will become and prove to be unforgettable. Okay, those are my two. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. That was beautiful.
I was like, uh-oh, it got way quiet.
I'm sorry, but I'm here. I can hear you. That was a nice.
That's all right. That's all right. That was
right,
it. Those are old poems, so, you know. So I hope everybody has a good night.
They're still relevant. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Bye, everybody.
It's all right, love.
And look, y'all, I'm not the best co-host in the world. This is my first time trying to be co-host and stuff, man, but I am here.
You got it.
Say what now? Is nobody, you got nobody else co-host? What's up, Will?
Yo, what's up? How everybody doing?
Doing pretty good.
I'm chilling, Will. How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm kosher. I'm doing good. Just tuned in. Just want to see what everybody's up to. How everybody feeling? How everybody living?
Yeah, I need your help. I'm about 15 miles. Yeah, I'm actually on the highway, and I'm doing a show at the same time. So that's what I love to hear. It's mad love. You know, I love y'all with all my heart. I'm over here trying to make this happen. Still do the show and drive, at the same time. So y'all just bear with me. I'm almost done. I'll be stationary in a few minutes. But Carlos can help me out. And if you could, it will. If you don't mind, can you get us some extra speakers? And I should be ready.
Say you need me to spit something?
Yeah, go ahead, Will. Spit something for us. Something nice and long.
Let me see.
Y'all have fun. I'm coming back.
Let me see. What we got?
Yeah. I'm waiting on. I was just waiting on y'all. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, okay. Cool. Let me see. Where are we going? See, who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, I take the PR and add a T to make teachers, but I shouldn't know. I take my Bible out and show it all for a show, but I wouldn't because he knows. You see, I'm lyrical. Don't call it a miracle. You trying to follow in my steps? That's not pitiful. I talk about the Lord. I spit nice rhymes. See, everything is clean. That's just the way that I shine. You see, I lead by example, not by power. I said knowledge is the seed and the youth is the flower. A crazy question is, will I ever stop? So I'ma answer with my perception on hip-hop. You see, rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. MCs spit rhymes to uplift their people. Now you're trying to switch your verse to get your best one. I bet they didn't know I quoted that from KRS-One. They see me on the stage, yeah, they like, who is this? Passionate with my performance, they say I'm true to this. Blink once, the crowd hype, you like, what did I miss? Take them to the church and ask the church, do we really do this? See, the answer is yes. And if I sin, I'm still blessed. Every day, temptation is scratching at my chest, but what is left to put my soul in these verses? A cold road to me, these empty seats in the churches. See, but this scene is filled with lights and people, though. They trying to live backwards, but that dispels evil, yo. And what I speak is believable. I'm going to spread the word because that's what everybody needs to know. I put one hand up for all the tragedies, you know, the killing, the sinnings, and catastrophes. And somehow my mind just runs passively to get my pen and my pad to write a masterpiece. So I'm going to do it now, not later. And if I die tonight, at least I get to say my last prayer. Ill will. Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
That was nice, Will. I like that. I like that. That was cool. That was cool.
You know, I love that one. You hit it before.
Say again?
Will, yeah, you say you did that one before. You did that one up here before. You read that one for us before.
I started. That was actually two, and I don't know. I sprinkled it in with a few.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
I about to say, Dad, that mean I need to dig deeper in the vault to get some fresh stuff. I'm trying to remember it.
I didn't say that. I said, you know, I love that
joint.
I said that was hot. I think
you
can be cool, but I didn't realize you did too.
That's what's up.
My bad.
Oh, that's what's up.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Bill Will. And please stay on the line. Y'all bear with me. I got you. All right.
Appreciate it. So, Carlos? Yes. I got one right here in front of me. It's called Change. Are you tired of things just staying the same? Say, don't you want things to get better? Ain't it time for change? Living a life of poverty. So tired of being poor, scrapping just to make ends meet. Don't you deserve more? See, I got a decent job, but I can only pay my bills. And with only a high school diploma, I have very limited skills. Got Smithfield packing, master brand, mowing and all side. But no matter which job you're working on, we all still living right side by side. See, why can't I come up? Why is it hard for me to stack my bank? I tried all different ways, but still, for some reason, I just can't. What must I do to succeed? How can I have the riches and the fame? I'm so tired of struggling, man. I am so ready for change. Well, I'm packing up, and I'm moving away. Yep, I'm headed out west. I've reached my limit, my cup running over. I'm tired of all this mess. I was running the streets, getting high, and every weekend I was in the club. I was paying for drinks for all my broke friends. That's the way that I was showing the love. But I'm leaving it behind, and it's all starting to cease. I'm going out to Cali, and I'm leaving all this negativity back east. See, life in L.A. is different. To a country boy, it may be strange, but it is something that I'm willing to accept. Why? Because it's time for a change. And now that I'm out here in Cali, things have gotten better. Not that I just found me a good girl, but also, this is the perfect weather. And yes, I'm making a little more money, but the cost of living have raised. Paying about $2,000 a month, man, I'd have been upset back in the days. But now, it's not a problem. To me, it's a simple issue. See, that was just all about drinking money. So, that's why now I really don't miss you. See, you may say that I've changed. And now you can't stand me because I decided, instead of supporting you, I decided to take care of my family. And the more I decide to do right, the blessings, they continue to come. Putting these smiles on my kids' face, yeah, now that's the real fun. living life luxuriously from a trailer to a six-bedroom house with a pool in the back and a four-car garage, considered a mini mansion back in the South. Now you may ask, how did I do it? Simply, I just stayed in my lane. I done tried all of the foolishness before, so there was nothing else to do but change. That's it, man. Just time for change. And I was just had to do things different, and I think it worked out for me, and it's still working out. And I got a long way to go still. I still got a long way to go, y'all. And, yeah, there you go. Get your life.
I know that's right. That's what's up.
Yeah,
and you did get your life.
Man, I'm trying. Right. I'm trying. I got a long way to go.
Keep right on going. Don't stop.
I won't. Right. I can't quit. I will not lose.
I know that's right. Can you do me one more? I want one with all the movie names.
I can't hear you, Tony. You went out again on us.
Can you do the one with all the movies?
The one with the movies, man, I think it's in my bag. I can't get to it right this minute. I got four big envelopes over here, and there's no telling which one it is in. I was flipping through this.
One more, and I'm almost done.
Okay. I don't think this. I was going to write a poem based on Black Lives Matter. I was going to write a poem. This poem based on Black Lives Matter. But at the last minute, I switched. I need to make my pockets a little bit fatter. See, over the last month, that was my plan. But it all went wrong. See, I got robbed by another black man. See, I flew from Cali to California, over 2,500 miles, to do what I do best. Yes, that was to lay some towel. And that's exactly what I did. But I didn't get all of my money. And then when I confronted them about it, they really thought it was funny. See, they refused to meet up with me, and they gave me the runaround. So before I went up going to jail, I just packed up and I left town. I come back here to the West Side, where the money is good. I just found it hard to believe that I got robbed back in my own neighborhood. So out here in Cali, I'm dealing with celebrity and rich Jews, but one thing that I don't worry about is that I don't worry about getting screwed. Getting ripped off in my own hood, that was just the tip of it. Not only was it by some of my black folks, these folks was rich. Why can't we all just work together, man? I already gave you a good deal. So here come my Black Lives Matter. My money is something that's real. See, Black Lives Matter, yes, they really do. But the question is, who do they matter to? We want to protect we want to protest and march about the cops killing our brothers. How do we expect them to respect you when we don't take the time to respect each other? The first thing we must do, we must unite as one. And if we all pull together, we won't even need no gun. See, you got the Arabs on 7-Elevens, and the Migos got Taco Bell. But every time we start black businesses, for some reason, they fail. Why we can't be like them? Why we can't all be on the same team? What happened to the civil rights movement? I thought Dr. King said he had a dream. It seemed the dream turned into a nightmare. It was worse than Freddy Krueger on Elm Street. And if my people don't wake up, we're going to be so easily to defeat. We need more folks like you, China, accepting all with open arms. Do anything you can to help our own and not causing any harm. What will it take for my folks to make this change? When will we take matters seriously? For this is not a game. Continuing down this path, the dreams of ours are shattered. We got to come together. That's the only way that Black Lives Matter. That was my Black Lives Matter, y'all.
Wow. Man, that touched my heart.
Oh, man. That was just another one of my, that was just another one of the things that I dealt with and stuff, man. And if we work together, man, we work, if we work together, we work together, China. And it, it'll work. It works. Yeah, faith without works is dead. We can believe what you want to, but we got, yeah, faith without works is dead. We can believe what we want to, man, but if you don't get out here and do nothing, it ain't going to do you no good. You can believe what you want. Faith without works is dead. If you don't put in the work, you don't live to get nothing, man. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, I had a conversation with I'm pissed off. Well, a friend to do different things, and they're not doing anything to show that that's what they want. You know, but you got to put in the work. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you want, you got to put in the work.
Right, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to do something. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to do something, man. If you want to be rewarded at all. I'm for real.
Everybody don't see it like that. And you ain't never lied, but I appreciate you hosting with me. Now you're gonna stay on the line with me even when I get I'm half a mile away. Matter of fact, I'm about to pull over in a parking lot and make the decision. That's how much I love y'all. I could have canceled the show, but I said no. Nope, I'm gonna be here for y'all, and I want to do it too. So y'all do what y'all do, and I'm still trying to make some moves by the grace of God. Everything to do. You know, saying this is bigger than me. So, can y'all hear me, or y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, you sound a lot better now, Chana. It's a lot clearer okay. Now.
What about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Perfect. That's what's
there
up.
You go. Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate y'all. That's what's up, man. I was trying my best, and I appreciate y'all bearing with me, man. Just don't know.
Yeah.
It means a lot to me. So what I'm gonna do is I gotta pay y'all back because I downloaded so many tracks from my new DJ, you know, one of our DJs, and these joints are hot. So I gotta play them for you right quick. And y'all just vibe out. And Carlos, continue to co-host with me tonight. Mm-hmm. You're doing an awesome job. All right,
hey,
everybody,
man,
let's
do what I can.
Man, you got it, and I appreciate you having my back. And thanks to everybody who rocked out. Every one of y'all. Unique. Let me go ahead and hit him up real quick. Unique. I heard everything you said, lady. I just got to tell you, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Love you too. And truth, my brother from another mother. You get on each other's nerves, man. I want to punch you. You want to punch me in mind. But thank you. Are you
serious? Yes. Now I'm laying here. I'm listening.
Okay. You got your second voice going on. All right, now.
Yeah, I'm right here. Ain't going nowhere.
All right. That's what's up. And thank you, Carlos, man. We about to go ahead and get it in.
That's what's up, Charlie. Get it, baby.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. My life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I add you, right. You inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your coupling. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I aspire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. You put your durag on. Wanna put her up? Want a manicure, baby? I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. wanna take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself. I understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. And understand, this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you gotta understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I, it's great, great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun. But I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Don't underestimate. Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more, infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feel in the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Oh! slip away.
I hope you guys enjoyed that last round of Lyrical Cypher. I appreciate you hanging out with all the technical difficulties. I finally got stationary. Big shout out to my co-host tonight, Carlos. I know you were a surprise co-host, and I got to give you a shout out tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm always here. Now, the only thing about it, if I knew that I was going, if it wasn't a surprise, I might have been a little bit more prepared and had something a little special for everybody. But
I didn't know
that's okay.
I got you. Look, next Tuesday. Be prepared next Tuesday. You will be co-hosting with me.
Oh, man. Shine, it ain't that serious, but I'd be more than happy to. But anyway.
All right,
I appreciate it. I can't wait.
Yes. I know you didn't know. I didn't know. But I had to do something, and you really looked out. So it meant a lot to me.
Well, hey, man, you're my friend, man. I told you, anytime you need me, if I can ever be there for you, if I can help you, I'll help you. And as I said, that's what friends are for.
Man, you better say that.
You know what I mean? And I'm on the other side of the country, and I can reach over there and help somebody all the way over there on the East Coast, man. Ain't that something? From coast to coast.
Man, exactly. And I know I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? So I got to pray about that, because I know I shouldn't have been on the show, trying to do the show and roll
trying
at
to do
the same
too much.
Time. But yeah, it was a lot going
trying
on.
To do too much. Yeah,
but I was trying to show my dedication to y'all that I'm here, and I know that y'all look forward to the show, and I try, you know what I'm saying, do what I got to do, too.
It's all right. Well, so, I appreciate the sacrifice you made for us, but don't you be doing that. I'd rather for you be safe
time,
next week.
Believe me, I learned.
I'd rather for you be safe with us next week, baby.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all. I just want to tell you, I love y'all, and I had to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Carlos for doing that for me. You just don't know. They touched my heart.
Hey, I hope I can help you at any time.
Man, I appreciate it. All right, everybody. That was Carlos, a.k.a. DMX of Poetry. Just big shout-out to everybody who listened. And also a big shout-out to DJ Vinji who's listening. We appreciate your track. Just want to put you on and tell you we appreciate you. I don't know if he can hear me, but big shout-out to Unique for hanging in there with me.
Yes, ma'am. Love you.
Love you, too. And one more time, Truth, big shout-out. Can you hear me, Truth?
Truth.
I think Truth fell asleep on me. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a few more tracks, and I'm going to play one more track tonight, and we're going to go ahead and close out. Hope you guys enjoy.
Just let me tell you now.
Have a good night, everyone.